Now, let's get back to Patrick, who has something that I know all you Amiga fans have been waiting for with bated breath. Patrick!
Oh, Leo, it's hard to believe it. It's been 15 years since the first Amiga burst onto the scene. I'm sure some of you probably own this classic. We got the A1200 here about 6 years ago. This was the last of the Amigas to come off the construction line. What do you call that? The building line?
Assembly line, yeah.
Now, over time, the computer company, best known for its multimedia capabilities, has slowly slipped into obscurity. Well, in the last couple of years, Amiga's decided to come back with a vengeance. The rumors are over. They've shed the hardware. They've got a new business model for the future. Here to tell us all about it is Bill McEwen, President and CEO of Amiga. Welcome to the Screensavers, Bill.
Thanks, Patrick.
So we got lots of new toys here.
We do.
How did you end up? You acquired Amiga from Gateway.
From Gateway, right. I actually worked for Gateway for 2 years in the Amiga division. And there was a change, and there was an opportunity, so I offered to buy it, and we did.
Okay, so there's a new vision of Amiga here. So what's Amiga going to be in the future?
Amiga is a multimedia operating system that is focused solely on being the best in the market, whether it be hosted or self-hosted.
Okay.
So we either run directly on hardware ourselves, multiple different chipsets, or we can run within other operating environments.
So you've got small, it's compact, it's platform independent.
Correct.
So actually we got something pretty cool. Is this the Motorola phone?
This is the Motorola Java smartphone.
Okay.
And what we did in order to save time and find a good partner, we got ourselves together with a company called the Tau Group out of Reading, England. And what we're doing is we're basing the new Amiga upon their operating system.
Very cool. So this is the Tau running on the Motorola?
Correct. This is actually the Tau OS operating the Motorola phone. And not only is it operating on it, it is the operating system.
So we actually, we take a look at this, we actually have a game running on here.
Correct. This is all Java applications. This is a Java game written running on a 3MIPS phone.
Wow. So this is incredibly tight. How much memory does this take up?
This phone here has less than 4 megs on the phone itself.
So right now we're actually playing a driving game. Now, was this actually originally written for the, pardon me while I crash, the Amiga?
No, this actually was written originally by Dow for Motorola. What we've done now is we've added a layer to the Dow OS called the Amiga Foundation layer. And with that, people can now build new multimedia games, more fun games, more efficient games, specifically for the phone or for different operating systems and environments.
Very cool. Well, how many platforms at this point are you guys running on?
Well, currently we run on this one here. This is the Motorola M-Core chip. We operate on PowerPC, x86, RISC, StrongArm, ARM, NEC850, MIPS, several other chips.
Okay.
Then in a hosted environment, we run on Windows, on Linux, on OS 9, very soon on Palm, Epoch, iTron, and others.
Now, we were talking before, you said there's actually something like 60,000 existing Amiga applications?
Correct. Currently, there are 60,000 applications written for like the A1200, which you had. And all those applications will be able to run on the new OS.
Okay, so actually you'll be able to do that with minimal porting or no porting at all?
Those will be no port because we actually already have called the Amiga emulation layer. And we use that within Linux. It also runs on Windows. We're bringing that now as a port to the new OS.
Okay, so I'm going to risk a little flaming here. But basically, you know, something like this phone now is actually going to have as much power as the A1200 did.
Yes, exactly. In fact, what you could run on there, you can run on here.
Okay, very cool. Now, what we have here is the Prospector.
Right.
So this is basically an ARM demo of like a browsing machine or an internet appliance? Or?
Well, this is actually an industrial strength machine. There are no moving parts to it. And this is a native port. We're the only operating system on this machine.
Okay.
And this is running a StrongArm P100 processor. And what we're showing is here we're running native, and here we're running in a hosted environment on Linux.
Okay.
But the binary is the same.
Wow. So basically one set of code, it's going anywhere.
Correct.
So in this case, you've run it on the operating system. Can we actually show the SDK for a second?
This is all example code within the SDK. We've got some 2D filters here. We've got our little free ball device here. This is just a little 2D animation that people can learn how to write. The new OS, again, being a virtual processor, everything you're writing to is a 32-bit RISC chip.
Okay.
So what's happening is, as you code here, Linux is required. So most of the people writing right now are Linux developers.
Well, that's the software development kit.
Correct.
That's $100, and it's running straight on Linux.
Absolutely.
Okay. And actually, so you said basically all these are examples of applets that are available in the SDK?
Correct. And we currently have 14 applications that have already been ported now to the new OS.
From Linux to Amiga?
Linux to Amiga, and we've got 121 committed from Amiga to come to the new machine, mostly new games, Sin, Heretic 2, Soldiers of Fortune, etc., are all being ported.
Wow, so it's a pretty serious movement. Now tell me about the Amiga Foundation layer.
Amiga Foundation layer, what we have here, first you have hardware, then we have the Dow OS, which operates the abstraction above the hardware. Then from there, the Amiga Foundation layer, that's where we're bringing over the existing code, we're porting it to a native, a lot of our library classes, some of the docile classes, et cetera. We're taking basically the core and the heart of the Amiga OS and putting it into a virtual processor environment.
Very nice. Now, we've seen the Motorola as a demo. When can we start expecting products using this to start showing up in the field, in the marketplace? When can I buy a toy?
Well, the first new Amiga that we're aware of will be coming out around Christmas time, actually, from us, called the Amiga 1.
So this is a major treat for, like, everybody who has a 1200 and has been dying for a new Amiga.
A 1200, a 500, a Toaster Flyer, all those folks will be pleased to know we've got a new Amiga coming out the door for them.
Very nice. So that'll be in December.
Right.
About how much do you expect that to be?
It'll be under $800.
Under $800.
Right.
So Amiga apparently they'll rejoice. Now, this is not another proprietary hardware problem.
No. In fact, that was one of the things that hurt the Amiga was the fact it was proprietary. Now we're using off-the-shelf components to make these new machines.
Very, very cool. Okay. All right. Thanks, Bill. That's Bill McEwen, President and CEO of Amiga. Thanks for joining us, Bill. To find out more about Amiga, be sure to check out their website at www.amiga.com. And if you're looking for more information on how the Amiga Foundation layer and the software developers kit, don't forget to visit the screensavers.com website, where we've got a pretty good article put up for that. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Patrick.